It's been a long day. There was the hike into the campsite, pitching the tent, collecting the firewood, all the usual things. It stays light later in the summer, which gave us a bit more time to get things done before dark. The weather was nice, clear skies and no moon. As the sun set, we all gathered at the fire pit. In the mountains, it can get surprisingly chilly once the sun goes down, but we'd collected more than enough wood to last all night, and one of the group was an Eagle Scout and, as it turns out, an expert fire starter. We roasted hot dogs on sticks for dinner, which sent me back to my childhood and made s'mores for dessert. Building our campsite, we'd all worked up an appetite, and it was a lot of fun to have an impromptu cookout. Once things had settled, the blankets came out and each couple curled up inside of one. I looked up at the night sky. I couldn't remember a time when I'd seen so many stars. I could even make out the faint contours of the Milky Way. We were far away from everything. From work, from computers and phones, from the stress of everyday life. I curled up into your arms and smiled. Everything was perfect. We were perfect. I nuzzled against you and playfully nibbled on your earlobe, giggling in your ear. Under the cover of the blanket, I slid my hand down between your legs. I could feel you smiling and squirming. My fingers traced over your balls and up to the cage on your cock, teasing you a bit with my touch, tugging on it, making sure it was nice and secure. "Our little secret," I whispered in your ear. You laughed a bit nervously. I glanced around the campfire. The other three couples were all settling in too, kissing, cuddling, enjoying each other's bodies. The sounds that couples make with each other filled the air. Soft moans, gentle kisses. We all knew each other well enough to be comfortable that way. You moaned softly as I fondled your locked cock, and I could feel my arousal growing stronger too. As we kissed, I felt your hand on my thigh, and then between my legs. I gently pushed it away. "Not yet," I whispered in your ear. I wanted the focus on you for now. I heard you breathe in deeply, knowing how much you want to please me, to make me feel good, to bring me the pleasure that I'm going to deny you. 3 days. 3 days of teasing, denial, frustration. I smiled to myself, thinking about the look on your face when I took the key to your cage and placed it on the dining room table, telling you I wasn't taking it with us. You were going to be locked for me, all weekend, with no way out. The look of fear in your eyes, mixed with excitement. So much excitement. So much desire. The fire popped and crackled, giving just enough light to cast shadows and gently illuminate squirming and moaning bodies. We kissed, deeply, for a long time. I could feel your passion for me, and I wanted you to feel everything, every touch, every movement, everywhere my body was touching yours. Desire, arousal, excitement, love. Nothing else turns me on as much as the feeling I get when I touch your cage and feel your cock inside it, straining, throbbing, trapped, and aching. I love to have that effect on you. It's everything to me. Knowing how much you crave my touch, hunger to feel my lips wrapped around your cock, how much you yearn for me to let you inside me, feeling my hot, wet pussy surrounding you as you slide into me. Some men fuck hard and fast, but you know how to take me slowly, how to make it last. And when I do let you fuck me, we can make it last all night. You're an amazing lover in every single way. I love making you wait. And I love the waiting too. Anticipation. Expectation. Craving. Devotion. Need. Hunger. And I know that when we get home and when the cage comes off, the wait will have been worth it. For both of us. I close my eyes and imagine you inside me, and I feel my clit tingle and my pussy starting to get wet. The tone shifts when a bottle of bourbon comes out. We pass the bottle around and we start to share our stories. Everyone tells the tale of how they met. We cuddle up tight as we listen to the others. Some of them I knew, others I didn't. But either way, I always like hearing them. I look up at the stars and think about how lucky I am. In a universe with so much randomness and so many possibilities, I found you. The couple we've known the longest were high school sweethearts and have been together forever. I listen as they tell their story, my face pressed against your chest, curled up in your arms. It's almost like a fairy tale, and they keep interrupting each other, correcting tiny details in the story as they tell it. They sound like an old married couple, finishing each other's sentences and laughing about the memories they share. I feel safe and protected in your arms. Even the cold can't touch me when you hold me that way. My hands play with your cage, reminding you of how close I am and also how far away. I imagine keeping you this way all the time, frustrated for me, knowing that whenever I do unlock you, you'll be hard, aching, and so eager to please me. The next couple have only been together a few months. They're still learning about each other, still exploring. A workplace romance, a few drinks at the office Christmas party. A kiss under the mistletoe, and the rest, as they say, is history. It takes me back to thinking about our early days together. The excitement of learning about each other and sharing secrets. Learning what makes each of us tick and how to use those things to bring us even closer together. The bottle makes its way to us and we each take a drink. It burns going down. But somehow, being outside in the woods, smelling the smoke of the campfire, and hearing the sounds of nature, it actually feels good, warming me from the inside out. I unbutton my pants and slide my hand inside, running my finger over my pussy lips and playing a bit with my clit, enjoying the feeling and moaning softly into your ear. You know exactly what I'm doing. And you smile softly. When I press my fingers to your lips, you draw them in, sucking them gently, and tasting me. I can't resist wrapping my hand around your caged cock, just to feel it twitch and throb in its steel prison. I can feel your tender flesh bulging and pressing through the spaces in the cage. I know how running the tips of my fingers over the exposed skin drives you crazy, barely touching, sending all those delightful tingles straight to your brain. The next couple tells us their story. After a year of seeing each other at the gym, he finally got up the courage to ask her out. She'd been hoping for the same thing, but was too shy to make the first move. I thought about the two of them, watching each other for all that time. The thrill of the moment when he first asked. How she felt hearing those words. how he felt when she said yes. And now, 5 years later, they are so deeply in love. I could hear it in their voices. And they still work out together, every day. It was sweet. He looked at her with such love, the same way you look at me. And then it was out her. The bottle returned and I took another long gulp, feeling more of its warmth fill me again. We had met 3 years ago at a workshop. It wasn't the usual kind. It was a weekend retreat on female-led relationships, learning how to embrace a lifestyle that was not something I had any model for. I liked the feeling of being in charge, of controlling a man, of being the one who made the decisions. In the past, it had caused me nothing but heartache. When I saw the workshop, I knew I had to go, even though it was designed for couples. Single men and women were welcome. It opened my eyes to all kinds of possibilities. I was surrounded for the first time by people who understood me, welcomed me, and embraced me for who I was and what I needed. You were there alone, too. And from the first time we spoke, I felt an immediate connection. You told me how difficult it had been to leave your marriage, how you knew you needed to explore this part of yourself, how you'd been denying who you were. I cried as you told me your story, because it was my story too. You dried my tears and told me it was all right, because all of it brought you to where you were now, finally living an honest and authentic life. Your words touched me so deeply and gave me the courage to do the same, to stop worrying about what everyone else thought, stop trying to please others, and for the first time in my life, learn to please myself. Your words and your story and your love gave me the strength to be myself. By the end of that weekend, we were inseparable. We attended the classes together and shared all of our thoughts, what we loved, what scared us, what turned us on. And when we went to the class on chastity, our lives changed. I confess to you that I had dreamed of locking a man up ever since I had first learned it. And you confessed the same to me. It was a fantasy I'd never told a soul. It was the fantasy in my head every time I would masturbate. It was my secret, my dirty secret. It made me feel ashamed. I tried my best to deny it, to purge it, to think about anything else. But even when I did manage to escape from it briefly, when it came back, it was stronger than ever. It made me feel so excited, but also so very alone. My old patterns too hold. Fear, anxiety. I tried to push you away. I was so afraid. I was determined to reject you before you had the chance to reject me. Why should this be any different than any other relationship? But you didn't leave. You didn't let me push you away. You drew me in and held me tighter. You understood and promised to never let me go. You told me that you understood that I had secrets. Secrets that I was afraid to share with the world. Secrets that I had always had to hide from everyone in the world that I was so close to or that I cared about. Secrets that felt like a heavy weight I had to carry all by myself. You said you knew that because you had had them too. You told me I didn't need to be alone with them anymore because you were there now to carry them too. They didn't have to be just my secrets anymore. They could be our secrets. And when I locked you for the first time, I'll never forget the words you said to me. Our little secret. I cried. And that first night that I locked your cock up, All we did was hold each other. I felt the weight of a lifetime lifted off of me. And that was the story of how we met. But I didn't say any of that. I told them instead what we always tell everyone. We met at a couple's retreat. We just had so many things in common. Ever since that day, we've never looked back. It was the truth. It just wasn't the whole truth. Because part of what makes us work, part of our magic, is that even after all these years together, the love I have for locking your cock up and the joy you get from feeling it will always remain our little secret.